This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 59 people died, including 12 children, when a wooden sailing boat carrying migrants to Europe crashed near the southern Italian coast early on Sunday, authorities said. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Pieces of boat wreckage washed ashore on Italy's southern coast on Sunday. Small signs of the disaster that unfolded before dawn when a boat carrying migrants crashed into rocks and sank in rough seas, leaving at least a dozen children dead, as well as scores of others, according to authorities. Italian police said the boat set sail from Turkey about 4 days ago. Survivors said the boat may have been carrying as many as 200 people from countries including Afghanistan and Iran. The vessel crashed near a seaside resort in the region of Calabria, and the interior minister said as many as 30 people could still be missing.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian homes late on Sunday near the occupied West Bank city of Nablus after a Palestinian gunman killed two Israeli brothers as they were driving. One Palestinian was killed during attacks by the settlers on houses and cars, according to Palestinian officials. Video obtained by Reuters showed settlers blocking a street, lighting fires, and throwing stones toward Palestinian homes. The coronavirus pandemic likely arose from a Chinese laboratory leak, the U.S. Department of Energy now says, according to media, although the White House maintained Sunday that American intelligence remains divided on the issue. The determination, noted in a classified report by Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines' office, the Wall Street Journal reported, marks a shift by the Energy Department, which had previously said it was undecided on how the virus emerged. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia reiterated its support for Ukraine during a visit by the country's foreign minister in Kyiv on Sunday. He met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who thanked Saudi Arabia for the cooperation and provided aid.
And I'm happy that today we host your country. And really, it's very important for us. That is, as far as I know, first time during the 30 years, more than 30 years of our independence.
Ukraine and Saudi Arabia began diplomatic relations in 1993. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday fired a senior military commander helping lead the fight against Russian troops in the country's embattled east, but gave no reason for the move. In a one-line decree, Zelensky announced the dismissal of the commander of the Joint Forces of Ukraine, which are engaged in battles in the Donbas region. Zelensky mentioned the commander in a daily address on Friday when listing military commanders he had spoken to. The official had been in the post since March 2022, shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine. Schools reopening in Syria's northwest region after closing when the February 6 earthquake devastated the region, killing tens of thousands, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Many of the schools were being used as temporary shelters following the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey and parts of neighboring Syria. Those living there were asked to move to tents. Meanwhile, prices of tents have been skyrocketing amid shortages in a region where more than 90% of the population live in poverty and rely on aid for food and medicine. I'm Julie Walker.
Polls officially closed for the presidential election in Nigeria, Africa's most populated country, Saturday afternoon. But in some polling centers, voters were still trying to cast ballots on Sunday. The Independent National Electoral Commission has said the delay was caused by logistics issues and concerns of insecurity. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Hundreds of voters are still in line to cast their ballots several hours after voting officially ended here. Some of them say they had been waiting in queue since 5 a.m., more than 3 hours before the polls opened. The Independent National Electoral Commission briefed journalists Saturday afternoon and said the delay has been caused by setbacks in deployment of staff and election materials to those areas, as well as security threats. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.